God my helper. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4, verse 14. God in very truth is my friend and my comforter. He is my companion and courage, my joy and my hope, my defence and defender, my provider and benefactor. He is indeed my anchor and assurance, my prophet, priest and king. He who is all in all is everything we need. He is the personification of all that we desire. And we do well to know him in each of his glorious capacities. We do well to trust him in totality, in each of his multifaceted characteristics, for each is an exemplification of his being, each is one glittering facet of his whole wonderful person. Yes, the Lord is indeed our helper, and the Lord in one very special way is my own personal helper. A Samaritan woman came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." The pleading father of a mute son cried, "Lord, have compassion on us and help us." The daddy of the demonized son wept, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." The panicking disciples screamed in a sinking boat, "Lord, help us." Oh yes, the Lord responded with great compassion to all who sought him out for help. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is often in the midst of our deepest need and in agony of spirit that we call on the Lord for help. It is in the anguish of our heart that we plead, "Help me, Lord, for self and for others. Help me, help them, help him, help her. Help us, O Lord," is our cry. It is often in the prayers that spring from our heart in deepest need that God becomes so very real to each of us as our helper. It is through that very heart plea that gasps, "Help me, Father, help me, Lord, help me now," that we recognize our own helplessness, and God stoops down in answer to our heartfelt cry. Prayers too often can become dry and meaningless when we treat prayer as a ritualistic activity, but God is with us every moment of the day, and he is there to be our helper in every aspect of our praying. He takes your most anguished cries and hears each groan of your heart and translates them into heavenly language, which renders them acceptable to the Lord. He transcribes all your stutterings and converts each heart plea into prayers that are aligned to his will and purpose. Such prayers will be used for his praise and glory when they are wept and pleaded from a heart that seeks to lift up the name of the Father. Today I was motivated by the pen of the 19th century missionary, A.B. Simpson, and I was also encouraged by the meaningful words of J. Angell James, a nonconformist English clergyman and writer of the 1700s, which I share with you today. Our great helper in prayer is the Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate with the Father, our great high priest, whose chief ministry for us these centuries has been intercession and prayer. He it is who takes our imperfect petitions from our hands, cleanses them from their defects, corrects their faults, and then claims their answer from his Father on his own account and through his all-atoning merits and righteousness. Are you fainting in prayer? Look up. Your blessed advocate has already claimed your answer, and you would grieve and disappoint him if you were to give up the conflict in the very moment when victory is on its way to meet you. He has gone in for you into the inner chamber and already holds up your name upon the palms of his hands, and the messenger which is to bring you your blessing, is now on his way, and the Spirit is only waiting for your trust to whisper in your heart the echo of the answer from the throne, "It is done." The Holy Spirit has had much to do with our acceptable prayers, and his work in prayer is too much neglected. He enlightens the mind to see its wants, softens the heart to feel them, quickens our desires after suitable supplies. He gives a clear view of God's power, wisdom, and grace to relieve us, and he stirs up that confidence in his truth, which excludes all waverings. Prayer is such a wonderful thing, for in every acceptable prayer, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit together are glorified, for the whole Trinity is concerned.